The YMCA is the oldest and largest youth charity in the world. They help 700 different communities across England and Wales. They help over 570,000 people every year. They have 5,400 members of staff and 4,400 volunteers. Today, I am joined by Tom from the Southend branch. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. You?
Good, thank you. Yeah, you guys help local youths and young people in so many different ways, be that, you know, accommodation, education, the arts, well-being. But today we're talking about one specific project called the All In Music Sessions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we work with quite a range of ages from 11 to 25. We basically provide free music sessions, tuition, to young people who come from maybe a disadvantaged background or experience mental health issues, have learning difficulties. Basically, anyone who is not able to access music services for free, we open our doors, we give them tuition, like I say, we put bands together, we do events, all aimed at that kind of category of young people who may not otherwise sort of have the opportunity to do things like that. So some people come to us and they already have a musical talent, that they already maybe play an instrument. And then there are also other people that we've worked with that didn't even know they liked music until they came and, you know, had the opportunity to try some different things. So we do a range of instrument lessons, from drums to piano to singing to guitar and bass, more than I can list off the top of my head. It can either be a springboard for young musicians who are already on their way to kind of progress more and to learn from the tutor team, which I'm a part of, who are all sort of active musicians in the area and have been for many years. And then on the other side of the coin, like I say, sometimes we get young people who just need positive activity scheduled into their week. The main thing that we do at the Southend YMCA is housing for young people who, for whatever reason, are sort of on the brink of being made homeless. So we take referrals from there, but we also take referrals from all around the area. Anyone who's interested in music or wants to try learning an instrument comes to us, and we help them achieve whatever it is they would like to.
That sounds amazing. I think it's so important, isn't it, to have a hobby or a talent that you really are passionate about, music in particular. I've talked to several people in the past on the show about just how important music can be in anybody's life, really. And it's just such a great way to sort of express yourself. It's just a really great outlet.
Yeah, one of the things that nearly always crops up with any young person that comes in is so many of them struggle with sort of social anxiety. And just the fact that we, you know, we do have a client base of young people who all have a mutual interest does mean that when we do events and when we put together bands and do things like that, they do get social interaction, which is then aided by the fact that they're with other kids that love, you know, music and the other things that they enjoy doing as well. So I would say that's one of the biggest things. We sort of mentor as well as just, you know, it's not like traditional kind of music lessons where you turn up, you get your books out, you play guitar for 20 minutes, half an hour, and then you go. It's very much a social thing as well, and we really encourage that side of things, and that's something that young people always really gravitate towards. And also just having you know, something to focus on that's not on a screen. Like, yes, we do things that involve computers and recording and things like that, but just for them to sometimes have something away from screens, because obviously, especially the last 18 months, young people, even for education, have been in front of a screen, kind of learning that way. So, yeah, I think there are so many reasons. We try to sort of spread our time between, yes, teaching people music, but also looking at the other things they need help with as well, if, you know, if we can, if there's something there that we can offer.
Of course, yeah, and you mentioned the lockdown situation and pandemic. It's kind of impossible not to mention it, of course. How have you guys been operating and dealing with that during lockdown?
So we moved to a purely online session plan that we were delivering. Obviously, it's limiting because we've got a studio in Southend that is kitted out. It's got everything that anyone could ever need, more or less any instrument, any piece of kit that you want. So that has the beauty of anyone can turn up. They don't have to bring anything with them. Whereas, you know, some of the people we work with, they might have been referred to us because their family have financial trouble. So they can come to us, all the stuff is there that they need. And then perhaps at some point we quite often sort of donate equipment to young people as well. We get quite a lot of things dropped to us from, you know, people clearing out their lofts and they say, oh, I've got all this music gear, Do you want it? So yeah, the great thing is that they don't need anything. We can sort of supply most of the things that they need so that they can get the use out of it.
Have you had to lend a lot of the instruments out during lockdown and then do like classes over Zoom and things like that?
We actually haven't. Yeah, luckily for us, because we haven't got an instrument for every single person that was to come and join, because we do work with sometimes up to, what would it be, like over 20 young people a week, and that changes all the time depending on what sort of project we're doing, what we're doing at the time. So we moved to online, and luckily everyone sort of had their own guitars. We also did a weekly songwriting session, which was 2 hours on a Wednesday, sort of lunchtime to the afternoon. And obviously you just need a pen and paper as your bare minimum equipment for songwriting. So we tried to think of ways. We even did something in the summer, which was like a challenge for people to build like a drum kit at home out of stuff they had around their house, out of like buckets and pots and pans.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it was trying to transfer being such a, you know, a project that's open to everybody and is so accessible. Then when it moved back online, you know, we were conscious of the fact that young people were restricted to what they had at home, and, you know, if they had instrument or not. So we tried to cater for everybody.
What was the most innovative drum kit material that you saw used?
There was a drum kit which was an overturned garden chair, which had buckets on the sort of the bits of the leg. I think he used a dustpan and brush for one part of it. Yeah, it was fun anyway. It was the sort of thing that I guess the positive that was brought from being kind of moved to online for so long was that we were able to try lots of things that we'd never done. So we'd never actually delivered any online work until the kind of first lockdown hit, and then we realized that we had to, because we might be stuck to that format for, you know, quite some time. So it was interesting, yeah, trying to work out how to engage young people through the computer screen, because it's easy when you invite them to, you know, we invite them to our studio, they have their session every week, there's a drum kit there, there's a piano there, and it's easy to engage young people when it's that simple and everything's right there. But when you're separated by the screen, it was, yeah, a case of trying different things, seeing what people reacted to well, take feedback from the young people as well all the time. Now, I would say it was successful, and there are probably parts of working online that we'll probably keep and incorporate into what we do, because we can work with people who maybe can't actually get to the studio.
Yeah, that would be great. Are you looking to open up again soon? I believe things are hopefully going to be able to relaunch in person again shortly.
Yeah, so the sort of intro to us moving back to face-to-face lessons is that we're organising the virtual open weekend between Friday the 7th of May and Sunday the 9th of May. And that is basically an online event. It's all online, but there are lots of segments to it. So there are parts that will cater, for instance, to young people that they can come and actually get involved with, the, like a songwriting workshop or a guitar workshop online. And then there are other parts to it which are more aimed at sort of parents and maybe people who work with young people in a professional area. So they might work in housing or social care. And we've got like a presentation and conference for those people. So it's kind of a multi-faceted weekend, which basically will just let people come and experience what it is that we do, what it is that we offer, and how unique it is. So yeah, the idea of the open weekend is just to drive home awareness, really, that we are where we are. Sometimes we find it's difficult to keep people aware, and sometimes it's not that clear, because we operate out of the Southend YMCA. Some people think that the YMCA does one thing, but actually it does, you know, we do lots of things. Music that we do is a part of that, but sometimes people are really shocked to hear that the YMCA has a music project that is so good and has such a capable team behind it.
Yeah, well, it's such a great project to have running. And I know, as you mentioned there, 7th to the 9th of May, there's going to be a virtual open day or open weekend, I suppose. How can people access that? Where can they go?
So if you head to this YMCA website, which is the All In Music section, the link there is www.southendymca.org.uk/all-in-music. And on there, we've got a sort of register your interest form, which then you can tick which events and activities you're interested in actually attending or viewing. so we get an idea of what it is that you want to do, because no one has all weekend to sit with us, I wouldn't imagine. And then from there we get in touch, we'll kind of book you in, because it's all, some of it will be publicly sort of viewable, so some of it will go out just as a Facebook Live stream, for example, but then there are other parts which are sort of contained if you go to our Facebook page, which is All in Music Southend. And then there are other bits where you do have to register your interests so that we know who you know who's turning up.
Well, that sounds great. And as you mentioned, it is entirely free. This is such an amazing opportunity. So definitely recommend that people reach out to you, whether that's via Facebook or social media or on the website. It's a really great project to be involved. Quickly before you go as well, is there anything you're looking for in terms of support? Is there any way people can get involved if they want to help the YMCA or the All In Music project specifically?
Yeah, so if they head to southendymca.org.uk, there's a big contact button. They can literally just shoot an email. That will go through to someone. It will be forwarded to us, not only to kind of get in touch if you want to help spread the word, but also just to look at what other projects the YMCA do.
Absolutely. They're doing so many things. I was very impressed. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for coming on the show. We hope that the All In Music open weekend goes really well, and we can't wait to hear all about what you guys are doing in the future. Thank you so much for coming on today.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for your time.